learning the laws of Hilchos Tefillah. Moving on, the next halacha in the Mechaber says that mitzvah lo rutz kishaholei chabeis achneses. There's actually a mitzvah when we go to shul, instead of just taking a nice leisurely stroll to shul, it's actually a mitzvah to run. V'chein l'chol devar mitzvah. It's not only specifically referring to going to shul, going to beis achneses, but anytime a person has the opportunity to perform a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it with a level of zrizus, with a quickness, with a little bit of a fast. Hafilu b'Shabbos, even in a situation where it happens to be on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah perform or going to shul, that generally she'aslif sop si'gasa, that we do not want a person to take long steps, because on Shabbos Menuchah, you're supposed to go slow. Nonetheless, on Shabbos, we encourage you to run. So if you're saying, well, running, people think shul, they think running, so maybe I can run out of shul just the same. So the Mechaber says, no, it just means going to shul, it's a mitzvah to run. Running out, that's not only not a mitzvah, it's also you shouldn't do so. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, why are we saying it's a mitzvah? So essentially, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "V'neida near the folodas Hashem," that a person in the interest in knowing God, which is perhaps learning, also davening, being able to establish and foster relationship with Hashem. It says, "Near the folodas Hashem, pursue it." So to pursue something means you go after it, even with running. And he says, "V'ayin b'prisha," the prisha writes, the ikur haritza, the most important time a person runs is kishiba samach lebeis hachneses. It's when you're getting close to the shul. The shum minker who shiots l'shem mitzvah beis hachneses, because at that point it's recognizable where you're going. So if you're only a few seconds away from shul, so the last few the last few seconds, you run, because everyone sees, oh wow, look at that, he's running to shul, and it's inspirational. But the fact that you're on 116th, or you're on the boardwalk with running shorts, that doesn't necessarily indicate that you're running to shul, it means you're just running. So therefore, the priest says it's the kol mitzvah is when you're close to the shul, where it's very clear that that's what you're doing. Because of the prima gadim, it's brought down by the prima gadim, he says, the b'shachris, in a situation in the morning where some people are already holding on to their talis and the tefillin, some people are even wearing their tefillin when they're going to the shul. Tamin mitkaru, that's already very clear, this recognition that a person's going to the shul. Therefore, even if you're far away, it's already indicative that that's obviously where you're going to, and therefore running even from a far distance is a mitzvah. Mikol makom barachav akum lo yarutz. However, if you're among the nations, and perhaps by doing so, by running, it looks kind of strange, especially if you're wearing the tefillin, then that's not something you have to do. You don't have to run in that particular situation. Now, when it says to run in the Mechaber, it means al pesach besach neses. It doesn't mean running and then you continue sprinting right through the shul and then all of a sudden you're out the exit, right? You keep running. It means only up until the shul, until its door. However, once you're in the shul, besach neses atzmo, once you've actually entered in the shul, at that point, it says the Magen Avraham, asur arutz, you're no longer allowed to run. El yelich be'ema, that you can run up until the door. But once you walk into the shul, you're supposed to walk in with a certain level of awe to understand that you're entering God's home. And to enter God's home, you don't run into it. You walk in slowly and with proper respect. Now, it does say that generally when it comes to running, a person should not be sprinting or taking long, big steps on Shabbos. And it says that not only is there an issue of walking in this way on Shabbos, even during the weekday, a person should not take large steps, because as the Gemara tells us, by doing so, it causes... we have to understand what this means. It says, "Notel echad mechamish meos memor enav shel adam." It causes a person to be able to lose sight. They lose a certain amount of vision, which perhaps one of the ideas behind it is if you go very fast through life, you're not able to look around and smell the roses. You take things slowly and not running. This way you'll be able to appreciate the world around you. However, when it comes to a mitzvah, it's not an issue. However, the issue is once you're already in the shul, you're not allowed to run out. Asur arutz. And on this, says the Prima Gadim, bol isop siyagasa, not only running, but not taking large steps. Why? What's the big deal? So you're running out of shul. What's the problem? What are you really doing so bad? So he says, because there's a perception, there's an appearance by you sprinting out of the shul, that what does it look like? She'iku besach neses domel of kamasui. By staying a few extra seconds in the shul, it's a burden to you. So therefore, you have to sprint out and get out as fast as you can. Similar as they say, katinika barachim be safe, like a child running out of school. However, b'medimur mamurim, the only time you're not allowed to run out of a shul is kishaholich la'asokov. If you're going for your own personal needs, you have business affairs to take care of. However, in the situation of al im yotze al manas lachsor, if you're just running out for a few seconds, not an issue. Because if we see that you just go out for a few minutes, but you're coming back, then we don't want you to go slow, because if you go slow out, it's going to take more time for you to get back. Therefore, mitzvah larutz kedei lachser maher. There's nothing wrong with running out of shul, provided that you're coming right back in a few minutes. V'chein so too, im yotze mebeis achneses, mebeis hamedrash kedei lilmod Torah. Also, a person who would exit the shul, but go sprinting to a beis medrash where their purpose is to get to a seder to learn Torah, that's also something which is permitted as well, because that's not really negative, because it shows that you're interested in learning. I'd like to conclude with a quote from the Gemara with this whole process, with this whole idea. It said that generally speaking, we do not run on Shabbos. However, for the sake of a mitzvah, or for going to shul, it's not a problem at all. The Gemara says, in Brachot, it says, Omer b'Yeshub and Levi, l'olam yartz adam l'dabar halacha, a person should always run to a mitzvah to learn, d'yafil b'Shabbos, even if that day happens to be on Shabbos. And he quotes a verse, Shnemar achrei Hashem yelechu ki'ari yishag, after Hashem I will go, just like a roaring lion. That's what the Pasuk says, I'll go after Hashem just like a roaring lion. So on this, the Marsha over here asks the question, it doesn't mention anywhere in this verse that it's Shabbos. So what does it mean? How do we are we able to derive from this sentence, Achrei Hashem Yelechu Ki'ari Yishag, that a person is allowed to run on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah? So the Marsha beautifully explains like this. And it happens to be, if you're in a zoo, and unfortunately the cage is open, and there's a lion roaming around, you're probably going to be running. You're going to be running. It's not going to make a difference if you're visiting the zoo on a Tuesday, or if it's on a Saturday. And therefore, the significance is that Achrei Hashem Yelechu Kar Yishag, once you see a lion roaring and running after you, you will run, you will go whatever you can to get away from that lion. That is the same attitude a person has to have, Achrei Hashem Yelechu, to be able to pursue and to come closer to Torah after Hashem. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference what day it is, even on Shabbos.